Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if I may just continue, we were left on 19, where Howard had asked that we change the number to identify and also reflect the name of the new informal group of experts. If I may answer that, on changing the first line to identifier, well, we should actually stick with what the name of the workshop was. And the name of the workshop was actually the Irvis number. So I would prefer if we didn't change that, if that is not a problem, because we need to report on the workshop and the name was with the word number rather than identifier. On your second point, referring, writing in the report that we have a different name to the group of experts. The fact is that in the agenda and before we came to discuss this group, there was nothing formally written anywhere about the group. So as we have introduced the group for the first time in the session and within the report, we don't need to go through the process of saying, oh, we sat a whole lot of time, because we did, discussing what the title should be, and it is just written in 21 as the actual title, unless it's been written incorrectly. The review noted the need for the setting up of an informal group on the application of digital solutions to the marking of the URVIS identifier. If it helps, maybe we can put inverted commas after on to show that that is the title. Up to the end of identifier. But I wouldn't suggest going through explaining that we spent too long deciding on what the title of the group should be. But open for suggestions, of course. Anna, go ahead.